This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sure is, and it is hump day. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, it feels also like the day after. Like, we had such a big show. Sarah,
huge.
Jessica.
Welcome to the hangover.
Cody. I'm feeling flat. Give me something fun.
Oh.
Hit me up.
I am going to finally reveal today what a junkie is.
Oh, thank God. Been, do you know so many people have been asking me, what did that end up being? And I'm like, I don't know. He still hasn't told
us. It's nearly been a week, guys. And because it is such valued content in the show, it keeps getting bumped out. So we'll get to it today.
Okay, good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I reckon we're definitely doing this right now. Oh, no, my computer just froze. Hang on. Let me give that one more.
We're not doing, you don't need that because we're not doing the thing you think we're doing.
What are you going to play?
There's a reason your computer froze, because we're not doing bits. Is that what you're about to play?
Yeah, I was about to play the opener to bits.
You guys are aware that we're on air.
Like, can I get a new run sheet, please, guys?
You know how we don't do rehearsals of the show?
We probably should.
We should.
Okay, you take over. This is your bit.
This is what I love, guys. I love stories about... I've been fired from every job I've ever had, and so I love hearing about other people
not
getting fired.
Not every job, but yes.
I haven't quit a job. Never in my life.
Okay, maybe you have been.
Oh, I've been fired. Yeah. If
that
I tell
makes
you,
me nervous. Can you not,
if I tell you
like,
that I
us both
that I
communally fired?
If I tell you that I quit, or if I tell you that I left a pub of my own accord, I'm
did,
lying.
You got kicked out.
I'm absolutely lying. A TV reporter over in Sacramento was filming a segment at the International Auto Show. He was live, and he decided he was the only bloke there, so he decided he would. What's happened?
Nothing. Here you go.
He's decided that because he's the only bloke on the floor with all these vintage cars, that he'd get a bit creative.
So no one is out here to tell me which car I can't go in, because, you know, some of these are off limits. So I'm gonna live on the wild side. Tell me what you think about this pose right here, Tina.
Great.
Right here on the Thunderbirds.
Tina.
I love
Boom.
It.
And that was Tina, who was back in studio, crossing to him, going, even lying on the back of a Thunderbird, you repulse me.
To paint the picture for what sort of guy he is. I don't know who he is. Is he old, young?
His name's Angel Candennis.
Yep.
And he looks like, ironically, a used car salesman that's trying all we can do to get his rocks off with Tina, and has been trying for 10 years, and says the sentence, Tina, watch me do this at least once a day for his whole life.
Do you know what I watched this morning reminded me of that Anchorman? Weirdly,
Anchorman,
watched it before I came to work this morning. It's just like that.
That's for someone who tells everybody, I'm such a busy mum. Anyway, I watched a feature-length movie, an old one, starring Will Ferrell this morning.
I didn't finish it. Ollie was watching it, and then I sat down and
remember,
thought, oh, I'll watch this.
Yesterday when you walked up and you said, you know what I did this morning? Watch all three parts of The Godfather. You cooked a roast on Monday.
Yeah, well, that's for the family.
Anyway, he wasn't done impressing Tina. He wanted to get inside another car, and so he thought he'd open the door. But, of course, the cars are quite close together at the vintage car show.
This one is the Thunderbird. And, oh no!
Oh, I hit that
other car.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
Nobody's looking. Look, hold on. Safe, zoom in here.
Leave your
it's
name
not
and number.
And there's no pink.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're expensive cars, yeah?
They're absolutely stunning, immaculate cars.
Vintage.
I don't know about one-off, but I don't know how many cars they made and went, you know what, let's make no more of those, just the one.
No, isn't it that there's not many left of these?
Sure.
They're vintage, so they're like one, there's only one of them left in the world.
Welcome to the car show. These are the last of these cars.
Isn't that what some?
World.
That's why people go to those things on the weekend, to show they're one of the last remaining people with these old cars.
One of the last remaining people. This car's a one-off, and I'm the last remaining person.
You know what I mean? I thought that's the point of those old car shows.
Why are you getting so fired up about how many are left? So if someone said there are 10 of these cars left, you go, God, I can't believe I came out for this. You mean there's nearly another dozen of these? Oh, God. Finally, he did get told off, Buzzy.
Yeah, now there's a sign in front of that four that says, please keep off displays. Nobody's looking.
So, oh my God.
That didn't sound good.
I would get off that now.
Did he dent the hood?
Oh, Oh, no, he told me to get out. Okay, I'm going to get in trouble. Back
all right,
to you guys.
Bye.
Oh. And then really quietly under his breath, he went, love you, Tina. Anyway, people have complained. He's been fired. Angel's
gone.
Has? Yeah.
Angel, Tina's as happy as Larry.
Yeah, Tina quickly went out, found a computer and typed all these complaint letters from random people, frantically opening up new email addresses. Tina, you're not going to believe it, but I've been fired. Because remember when you were hammered and you went on the Formula One car outside Wembley Stadium? Remember
right,
when we were meant to go to, you remember Buzzy?
Yeah.
Okay, that's not how the story went.
And then
went.
We came back past
We'd
the same
the Spice
Formula
Girls
One. No, it was before,
that was before the Spice Girls.
Yeah. And you were absolutely trolly. And there was a Formula
on
One
hour
car.
Drive there, and I just went near it and lightly touched
it. I didn't get any champagne because you necked it from the bottle.
The car actually moved a little bit.
The car rolled. And someone, all these security guards came running over.
And then
I said,
to the concert.
Tina, all the security guards
Tina.
<coming."
laughs>
And then we came out from the concert 3 hours later and they
set
put
up
a
barricade.
And they put a black thing over the top of it so no one could go near
I love it.
It.
Great. What have you touched that you shouldn't have touched?
Oh, like when people go into museums or art galleries and they touch stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, the painting drops off the wall or the sculpture.
I've never seen that, but yes.
131060.
If that's your example,
I feel like we've reported
do call
that
in.
On the project before. Or, like, kids that accidentally touch a Lego sculpture and the whole thing smashes.
Again, a great hypothetical example. Let's open up to the people. 131060. I'd love if you have actually done it, though.
Yeah.
Instead of just the idea of.
131060. What shouldn't you have touched? We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about when you touch something you shouldn't have.
Yes.
Because a reporter in Sacramento was at the International Car Show.
Yes. And one of a kind cars.
One of a kind.
According to Vickers.
And he jumped on a bonnet.
Saddle over cars.
Dented and got fired.
People complained. Got fired. Manny, what did you touch that you shouldn't have?
Yeah, I was on a family trip to go to the caves and touched one of the stalagmites and got the whole family kicked off the field.
Got kicked off?
Oh, did you break it off or you just touched it?
No, apparently the oil's off your fingers. If you touch it, stops them growing.
Oh, Manny.
Did you have to step over a rail to touch it or did you just lean out and touch it?
No, I just leaned out and then some dibby-dobber lady kind of...
Dibby-dobber lady. It's her fault, not
only
yours.
I was 15 years old.
You won't believe the snitch on the stalactite tour.
Oh, speaking of 15...
yeah.
One of our producers,
Marshy.
Are you going? 15.
We were going to do Marshy at the end, and if you just heard 15, and you think this is too good a segue,
I didn't hear you plan that because I was out looking through the rubbish for something.
Yeah.
I didn't hear. I want to hear from Marshy now because it's a great
dumpster
segue.
Diving. It's really ruining our show.
What happened to you, Marshy, when you were 15?
When I was 15, I was doing work experience at Channel 10.
Ooh.
But at the Bendigo Studios of Channel 10, which is now owned by this company, I think. Anyway. I was stuck in the control room above the studio, bored out of my mind, and sitting up the back at a desk, and I was just flicking switches because I was really bored. Oh. And I pushed up a fader to go, I wonder what that does. And a light in the studio went really bright and then blew the bulb.
Wow.
And exploded in the studio. No, they weren't on air. There was nothing actually happening in the studio, but glass shattered down onto the...
Did you get in trouble?
Yes.
Is this why you're not working at Channel 10 now?
Yeah, exactly. Man, I better go work in radio.
Should we go to Melissa?
That hasn't been a good enough segue to get back to Melissa, but sure, that's fine.
Melissa, did you used to work at Channel 10?
No, I actually worked in a hotel when I first started there. Didn't know what I was pressing until the SWAT team arrived. Thought that we were being held up and it was actually the alarm that you push the Duress alarm when you're being held up.
You were behind a desk or something, were you?
In the office. They've got them throughout the hotel, yeah.
Wow. That's a bit. If you're having a bad day at work, that's a good way to get out of it, isn't it?
Well,
Melissa,
yeah.
I don't know what it was, Melissa. It's the fourth time you've done it this week.
What about I mean, I don't have a segue for this either. But didn't we have a little bit of audio we're going to play of a guy from a TV show?
Carrie, do you not listen? We had a plan. We had a structure.
I was out in the rubbish. When are we playing that? Because that's funny. Should we play that now?
I was going to play it after the next call.
Okay,
sure.
Well,
no.
Go.
No.
I feel like Tracy's going to be funny. I reckon we should.
Well, then why did you try and go to that audio? Trace, you better be better than the audio.
Well, I hope so.
No, sorry. You didn't deserve that pressure. I'm sorry, Tracy. Go ahead.
It's okay. I was just at a John Farnham concert and he kind of reached down to say g'day and when he went back up again, so did my hand attached to his fly with my charm bracelet.
You do it fly?
Hold on, what were you touching?
And he had to, well, I didn't mean to touch it, but he kind of touched it.
Oh, no wonder he gives a farewell to us. He's like, I keep trying to come back, and then he's touching me on the dick.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Normally, I trash Halloween. Not into it, dark on it. It's an American
it's
thing.
So
Why
fun.
Do we do it down here?
Because you just get to dress up as like slightly risque versions of things.
I've never quite understood that. Why is Halloween turned sexy? It's meant to be scary.
Hey?
It's meant to be scary.
Oh, yeah,
not
that's
sexy.
True. I
it's
just
weird.
Love when
now
people
it's just
go
wear
like,
sexy nurse outfits. It's like,
yes.
what's that got
I
to
love
do
when
with
they
Halloween?
Go, I'm a librarian. I'm like, I've never seen a librarian with a skirt like that.
Anyway, I've come around.
Have
I'm
ya?
All into Halloween. And you know why?
What hot outfit have you got?
No, I've worked out. It's because I never get to do trick-or-treating or Halloween stuff with the kids because I'm always working on the project,
yes.
right? And this year, I'm not working on the project the night that the Halloween is happening.
Yep.
The night of Halloween.
Yes. Halloween night.
And I'm going to get to go trick-or-treating and dress
Ooh,
all the kids up. We're going to go around the neighbourhood and have fun. And all of a sudden, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I am so excited about Halloween. But here's the problem.
Yes.
The one time I remember doing Halloween,
yep.
I was six.
Okay.
And I helped Mum make my costume and I made a giant pumpkin and it yep. had wiring and it was huge. And I proclaimed in this office the other day that I'm going to recreate that and that is my Halloween costume.
A giant pumpkin.
However, mm-hmm. I remembered I have to carry
Sometimes
Addie.
You're orange enough that you wouldn't even need to adjust the tan.
I have to carry Addie this year and having a giant pumpkin makes it hard to carry
yes.
Addie.
Yes.
So I need ideas. 13, 10, 60.
For how many people?
Well,
is
all
it just
of us
you and Addie
go.
Or do you want five of you?
Five of me. Chris may have to work, but at least me and the kids. Addie
okay.
will be on my hip. So if there's something that involves me and her as one, perhaps
yes.
would be good. Or she's in the Bjorn on the front.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Yes.
So if there's five, I think there's five.
In the Addams family?
I think there's five. Oh, that's good. That's better
is
than
it?
What I had.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to go with Power Rangers. Yes.
That's a terrible idea.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun, a cute little tiny Power Ranger.
That's the fun bit. The rest of it's just ridiculous.
What about Babushka dolls?
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Oh,
we all
yes.
pile into each other.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yep.
That's really good. We're all Babushka dolls. I love it. And yep. she's a little baby Babushka.
What else are there? You know, so if Chris doesn't come,
yep.
it'd be great to go. You guys could go as the Beatles. Imagine Addie dressed up as a Ringo. Tiny Ringo. Yeah.
Ninja Turtles, if there was four of you as well.
Ninja Turtles, great buzz.
Shell on her back.
That's great.
Okay, keep them coming. 13, 10, 60. What am I going with? I'm so excited. We're doing this.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I've always thought you were very humble, but what I just witnessed was outrageously out of character and just outrageous. We're talking about Halloween costumes because you're getting your first Halloween with your family where you
yes,
can go and dress up all together.
I'm not working at night, so yep. I can trick or treat with them and I'm very yep. excited. I want to go as a family and I want us to dress in something
yes.
cute.
And we've got all these great suggestions.
Yep.
And just before we came back on air there, you go, and so what, are these people going to make it for me, make the costumes? And I said, what?
I just wondered whether we're just asking for ideas or whether people are calling up saying they'll make the costume.
Nobody's calling up saying that. Oh, let's see. Hey, I'm Bree. What is your suggestion?
Go as a pumpkin, but
yep.
attach your beautiful little baby as a worm eating you.
Oh, that's so cute. And Bree, do you want to make that costume?
Well, I'm actually working a 12-hour shift that day, so it might be a bit difficult.
No.
Well, you're not a real fan, Bree.
Well, I had to do one the other night for my knee.
That's
Bree.
A great idea, though, what Bree's suggesting, because then I can still go as my costume that
but
I was going to make. And I'm just
once again, she's not willing to make it. So
no, I was going to make the pumpkin originally.
What, at what point?
Did I not say, Sonda, that I would make the pumpkin?
How come
I
you've
never
got,
heard that.
Yeah.
You are stitching me up.
How come you got producer Belle to buy you 7 metres of orange fabric then?
Oh, well, I won't go source all the materials, but I'll make it. Brody, what idea have you got for me, man?
I think Carrie should go as Dorothy and Addie should go as Toto.
Oh, that's cute. A great idea.
And Brody, how long do you reckon it's going to take you to whip together that costume?
A while.
Yeah, okay.
I can't make that's child labour. I can't make Brody do that for me, but it's a good
it's
idea.
It's a great suggestion, Brodes. I love it.
Man.
Just have a man. Hey,
what's happened?
don't know. I think you're sleep deprived. I think you're overtired.
I haven't slept in a long time.
If you were really little, we'd say you've worked yourself into a tiff and you need to have a nap.
A tiz, I think you mean.
No, I'm saying a tiff. Hey, Ricky, how are you, man?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, man. What's your suggestion for Carrie's Halloween costume?
I think they could all go as the Incredibles, and Baby LA could be Baby Jack-Jack, and the other two are obviously Dash and Violet, and Mr. Incredible and Mrs. Incredible.
I've never seen the Incredibles. What kind of, give me an idea what that costume looks like. What is it like?
Well, it's along your orange theme for your pumpkin, but it's a bit more red than orange.
Okay. Yep.
You're quite flexible. You haven't seen the Incredibles.
if you're listening and you were thinking as dressing as one of the Incredibles, but you're not flexible, think of a new costume.
Okay, good. I'll take that one on board. Yep. Dylan, I think you've got a similar idea to our producer, Sonda. What are you thinking I should go as?
I'm thinking you guys should go as the wolf pack from The Hangover.
Yep.
Alan is Addie and the baby Dylan.
I love it. Dill, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Because it'd be fun. You could chuck a beard on.
Yep.
You got to straighten your hair a bit. Yep. And then Sonny's on little Addie.
Okay.
That's a cute idea.
Great, because my concern is that Ollie's going to want to go actually something like Halloween, the whole proper theme, whereas all of these ideas are just fancy dress.
But Ollie, can go still in Hangover themed. He can go as Mike Tyson.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Chuck a big face tat on him.
We've got one more caller. Should we
sure.
See what this caller has to say?
Yeah.
Sarah.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, man. What's going on? I've lost the plot. Sarah, what should I go as?
You should have Addie and the baby Bjorn as Rapunzel, and you can go as the tower.
Oh, my God, that's a great idea. So she just carries all the hair.
Yep, and you're just a brick tower.
And Sarah, are you...
I'm just a tower. I have my extensions on, Addie.
Yeah, it's not bad. Sarah, are you willing to make that costume?
Unfortunately, no. I've got to make my own for work. I'm sorry.
And are you going as a tower as well?
No, I'm not. I'm going as Maleficent, so I've got a set of horns to make.
Oh, Maleficent. Why did you suggest that idea for me, Sarah?
Sarah, the tower's really starting to arc up. I'm so sorry. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. Because remember when I brought you the story of the guy who got done smuggling drugs because part of his Google search history was how to smuggle drugs?
Yes.
And then his next search history item was how to delete my search history from a Samsung. Well, I've got another one for you.
Dumb criminal.
Yes, this is great. This was 150 kilograms of heroin that was going to get smuggled in on a North Korean cargo ship.
Oh.
And they bugged the van, right, the guys receiving the shipment were driving round.
Yeah.
But listening in...
Who bugged it? The FBI?
The Australian police.
Okay.
And so the AFP. And part of the conversation that they caught was the criminals discussing whether or not the van was bugged. And one said to the other, he said, "Hey, do you think it's possible that they're listening to the conversation right now?" And the other one assured him, "No, because it's an international thing. So the only people capable of monitoring and doing surveillance like that are the FBI. And we're all the way in Australia. There is no way that anyone but the FBI can be doing this." And the AFP were listening going, "Oh, well, that's
cha-ching.
Nice.
Thank you.
At least they know they're not being listened to." Buzzy, I believe you have a dumb criminal story.
I do. I really love this one. This is from college football over in the United States. And one of their high schools over there had their star player was suspended. So what they thought they would do is they took out the star player, put him in a different jersey and continue to play him throughout the year.
What, for the whole year?
7 games they try to get away with it for.
So they just put him in a different number and
different
put him
number,
out on the field.
Because they wear helmets. You're never, ever going to notice that.
Oh, my God.
But this player actually had quite distinctive tattoos on his arms. And so they discovered after looking at photos that it wasn't actually the player that they thought it was. And they realized everyone got fired.
That's pretty obvious.
It's obvious if you can see
his tats on his arm.
The fine cotton of people. No? Okay.
What's that mean?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're talking about.
The horse they swapped out. Do you remember they had...
What's the fine cotton of people?
The fine cotton was the horse's name, and it wasn't a great horse, and so its odds blew out.
The horse's name is
fine cotton.
You're changing the topic now.
Well, no, it's exactly that.
So a horse called Fine Cotton
wasn't a great horse, and so the odds were high, and so they swapped in another horse, and they replaced Fine Cotton with this other horse, who was heaps better, and bet on it at their really high odds.
Yep.
But the distinctive markings of Fine Cotton, he had a white sock on his foot, like a white colour on his foot.
Yeah.
And so they went, oh, God, it doesn't look like Fine Cotton. Don't worry. I'll break out the white paint and I'll paint its foot. But then, of course, they got done because when it got over the line, someone said, that horse's foot is leaking because the paint was dripping as it started to sweat.
People are dumb.
Should we do Dumb Criminals?
We should.
Great. Let's do it.
You're so dumb.
Carrie and Tommy's. How dumb are you?
Criminal edition.
Yeah. So obviously it can be little things, right? Just how'd you get caught doing stuff?
Yeah.
Just the dumber, dumb stuff. The better. Give
13,
us a call.
1060. Give us a call.
Carrie Bigmore.
And Tommy Little.
Right now.
You're so dumb.
Carrie and Tommy's. How dumb are you?
Criminal edition.
Yeah. We got lots of dumb criminals happening. Yep. We got an American footy team. One of their guys got suspended. They thought we'll just put him in another jersey. No, yep. No, no. Only his tats gave it away.
We've got an international drug ring that said when their van was bugged here in Australia, one said, this car is from a rental company. Can they plant that kind of thing to listen in on us? Is that possible? And the other one responded, if something like that is happening, it's if something's been put into the car to listen to us talking, do you know how serious that is? Even if you're wanted, it's an international thing. That's something only the FBI can do.
Mm. Then all you that had on your tape. Odd socks horse that had the wrong, anyway, painted socks.
Yep. Nobody liked that. Let's go to Amber. Amber, are you a dumb criminal, Amber?
It wasn't me. I was working in a call centre that got robbed. And the person stole a mobile phone, amongst other things. And then they didn't even change the SIM card and they called their own home phone off the mobile phone to tell them everything went well. And obviously we got the bill a month later and there was the phone number and the police easily tracked their address and went around and said, hi.
Dumb.
Who still has a home phone?
That's it was a long time ago. I'm telling my age.
Amber, do you remember the dude? There was a guy, I think it was in Colorado, who was an Aussie guy, and he went into the bank, had a balaclava in, and he went into the bank and he tried to hold them up, but it was a really small town and they went, Terry? And it was him. Because he had like an Australian accent and he was like the one Australian in town.
Michael, you a dumb criminal?
Yes, I am.
What happened?
I went into a courtroom and did something and gave something to a friend of mine and was arrested in front of the judge.
It's really tricky to tell a story where you can't give us the info, Michael.
I assume something
happened with something and someone and it was very dumb.
I feel like this is a producer issue because I feel like you've told the actual story on the phone to our producer and the producer's gone, hey, don't mention drugs and just don't mention your names. And so now you're left in the tough position, Michael, of going, I had something and I gave it to someone else.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah. Michael, thank you. I really liked it, despite the limitations that you've been given. It's like asking Michael Jordan to play wearing boxing gloves. Dave. Dave, are you allowed to tell your story?
Yes, I am allowed to tell my story.
Go for it.
I'm going to dob myself in here, actually. I went into Woolworths and gave my son a free banana and took one for myself.
You're only allowed to take one, Dave.
I know. I took one for myself and the customer dobbed me in saying that an adult was taking the fruit.
Hang on. Are you allowed one banana?
The free fruit on the way in. No, you're meant to be a child. You're meant to get
it. Kids only.
You can't just start walking in and having a morning banana at Woolies.
I was just going to go and set up a whole, make myself a birch and muesli in the fruit section.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Quark Expeditions, the leader in polar adventures to Antarctica. It's not too late. Visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Penguins.
Stop, you're saying it wrong.
Bang. Winning.
Yeah, we're playing this every single day until we give it away. It is a $43,000 bucket list moment trip to Antarctica.
What happens if we don't ever give it away?
We get to go. So you watch these tough words. Today's is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh no, Sonda's shaking her head. Yeah. What happens if we just stay on air till we give it away?
Yep. We're going to play this forever.
Are we?
What do you mean?
Until it gets
this
given
year,
away.
Though?
Next year, forever, until it gets given away.
Yeah. Wow. We give it away in 20 years and there's global no warming has really ruined the trip. You can actually walk to Antarctica from Australia. G'day, James.
Hey, how you going?
Living the dream, brother. Are you excited about the idea of going to Antarctica?
Oh, I think it's a long shot, but I'll give it a shot, hey.
No, mate, that's the attitude.
You've got to change the attitude, James. It's easy. Just listen to the pen strokes and tell me what the word is. It's Antarctic themed, so make sure you keep that in your head. Try and listen out for specific letters that you hear.
Okay, I'll give it my best, hey.
Are you ready, brother?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to start writing your word.
I'm going to close my eyes too, James. We're almost doing this together, okay?
Well, you've got to move the microphone along
That's
with
right.
the pen.
I can do two things at once, mate. All right.
James, I'm starting to write your word now.
Gosh,
James,
it's very long.
Your word is complete.
Oh, honestly, I missed most of that, so I'm just going to guess and go frozen.
Frozen. Now, yeah. James, Bickmore shut her eyes, and she's looking at me with this maddened look like you know what the word
yep,
is. Because
I know what the word is.
What did you think it was?
I think it was freezing.
And, James, you thought it was frozen.
Oh, no.
One of you is correct.
No, it's not me, is it?
James, you've got to change your attitude. But unfortunately, you're right. It's not you.
Oh.
The word for today was freezing. James, you were so close.
Oh, can I change my guess now?
James, you can't change your guess, but you can absolutely enter again. You were so close.
Yes.
If you were listening in your car as well and you thought, I knew I was freezing as well. I knew, I knew. It is not too late to enter. Buzzy, what do people do?
Just head to carryandtommy.com.au. You're not the only one who got that right, Carrie. A friend of mine just texted me saying freezing as well.
Oh,
so they would have been right.
James, you're the only person in Australia who would have been going to Antarctica.
Actually has the right attitude for all of this.
Oh,
only.
James, you're great. Thank you for getting involved.
If you want to play penguining tomorrow for a potential chance to win your way to Antarctica, head to carryandtommy.com.au. It is thanks to Quark Expeditions, saving expeditions to Antarctica. It is not too late. You can visit quarkexpeditions.com.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Cusey and Kate in next to drive you home.
That's fun.
Yes.
Katie's back.
She's back for a couple of days. She's live from Bologna yesterday and today. So,
you know what's
yes.
good about that?
What's,
Kate yep. can do something that no one else can do with you, and that is just bring you right down, your ego right down.
This is
Kate,
not just, necessary.
It is. I feel like post-Mars Singer, you're just flying high.
I am not. I'm just being, I just had a spud across the road on my own at the spud shop. I mean, they didn't charge me and I appreciate that, but still.
I also went in dressed as the wolf, which I think is too much.
We do. I did take the wolf cardboard cutout home last night, so it's right now in our kitchen, which is scaring everyone. But,
is it true?
Yeah.
Because we'd obviously felt it a bit over the last few weeks as the ratings continued to go well and your arrogance continued to grow. Is it true?
That's the right word for it, actually.
Arrogance.
Yes.
Yes.
No, it's not.
It's either that or snobbery. But
it presents in a different way with him.
I know.
It just becomes a bit more aloof, a little like, doesn't give as much.
Yes.
A bit more,
what?
You know.
I asked another day, I said, hey, Hughes, how are you?
Yeah.
And you said, what now?
This is untrue. I was very happy to go on the project with you two on Monday night.
Yeah, that's
happy.
To promote your show.
Even
that wasn't
language.
Doing us a favour.
Even that language. I was very happy to do it.
I know.
And so
I chose to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, we didn't care to have
and
you
I,
on,
I
mate.
Got some plaudits. The Mars Singer people were very happy with my performance on the project the other night.
They were.
Oh, the Mars Singer people. Here we go. Oh, tell us again how you're in a group chat with Lindsay Lohan.
Well, Lindsay is ringing me every day now. I'm not going to deny that. So she's the time zone's a real problem for her, but yeah, she's involved. So yeah, I'm not arrogant.
She's ringing you every day.
Yeah, well, last 2 days, yes. So I'm just calling her every day.
What are you chatting about?
We just talk about things, you know. I mean, there's a lot of misnomers. There's a lot of stuff out there in the press, you know.
Still?
Yes. I mean, she gets on the Twitter and then she says, oh, well, you know, then, but things, you know, she's fine. I say,
you sound like you're defending her the way Cody was defending Miley. Like, yeah. You're not together.
When are we going to see the photo with Lindsay with her hand down your pants?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just not going to happen. Although there's a photo that I could show you of Lindsay with her arm around me and clasping my hand. And I thought, how would my wife feel about that photo? I don't know.
How does your wife feel? I mean, if I was Holly, I'd be feeling fine. But
too complacent. I mean, that's the problem, isn't it? Complacency.
She's not the one batting up.
Well, I get that. So, yes, but I'm not a done deal, you know?
No, and with that arrogance you've got now, anything's possible.
I know. So is having Katie back on the show, is that because management have realised that you're unrelatable to our listening audience now?
I mean, there's no one to humiliate me like Caitlin Brooke, though. She's been doing it for 17 years. So.
Yeah, she's got a lot to work with.
She doesn't, mate. I mean, even you, after the project, were talking to the audience and you called me pear-shaped. You know, that was just inappropriate.
I didn't bring it up out of nowhere. It was in context, and then we had a laugh together.
I know, but there's someone else you wouldn't have mentioned in that studio.
To be fair, I don't think you're looking very pear-ish anymore.
Thank you, Carrie. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You're saying
that.
You did look pear-ish.
No, that's I'm just
rough.
Saying that.
That's real. Hughes, you deserve better than that. I think you've always looked great, mate. Because
just
that's really
okay.
All right, we're out of here. This afternoon, we didn't get time to finally discover what Junkie Tour is. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Great
tease. We're out of time.
Four teasing.
Yeah. Hughesy and Katie next to drive you home, everyone. Have a great afternoon, and we'll catch you then.
Bye.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.